A neighbor asked me to dedicate the learning today as a schus or a refuah for his grandmother, Tavus Tova Bas Gohar, and as a zecha nishma, someone else that he mentioned yesterday, Dani Ahara Moshe Ben Oisha Rus. Okay. We have a few topics left in Hilchas Mila that it could die to discuss. One of the issues we spoke about was the machlokes, the Rambam and the Tur that the Beis Halevi had, and Rab Chaim has, and Rab Velbala has. Is it possible after the person already fulfilled the mitzvah b'di'eved that he should do something not to be yotzei l'chatchila? Let's say he shook a lulav with an esrog that was kosher but wasn't so mahuder. And afterwards they bring him an esrog that is mahuder. Will he accomplish anything by shaking a second time? Maybe it's a Rab Chaim, and they all thought that that's the Svaras HaRambam, that it doesn't make sense. If they read Yotze the Mitzvah B'di'evet, it doesn't really make sense to do anything to be Yotze the Mitzvah L'chatchila. So we spoke about the Aderes' Chumra regarding the final Pasuk in Mikra Megillah. He suggested that if you're going to say, if the whole Tzibah is going to say the Pasuk Bal Peh, they have a Chumash in front of them, they don't have a Kosher Megillah. If you're going to say the final Pasuk Bal Peh, then there'll be Yotze B'di'evet. L'chatchila you need the entire Megillah's Esther should be read mitoch haksav. B'di'evet ruba kukulai. That's a gemara in the first daf and the second perek in Chulin. That when you do shchita, l'chatchila should be kol ha'simen, and b'di'evet ruba kukulai. So based on that gemara, the Magen Avraham said, when you drink arba kosis on Pesach night, you should b'di'evet, if you drink roiv kosis, you'll be yotze l'chatchila, you should really drink kol ha'kosis. So here also, l'chatchila, you should really hear the whole Mikra Megillah mitoch haksav. And it won't make sense if I'll say the last pasuk bal peh, and then I'll listen to the balkor later. After I was ready, yotze, the whole Mikra Megillah b'di'evet, how can I do something to be yotze l'chatchila? That's the taina. The tur holds not so. That was machlokes the Rambam and the tur. So you have the same issue regarding Kriya Shema. The Rishonim had this idea that they were based. The Rishonim came up with this idea. It never says in the Gemara that there should be 248 words in the Kriya Shema, the three parshios. Mechuban keneged deramach mitzvus asay. But it's missing three. There are only 245. There aren't 248. So if you repeat, if you say three words, then you'll be mashlim. So many had the practice that you should start off by saying Kel Melech Neman. Those are three words. Others said, what are you talking about? It's a hefsek in between Avarabba and Kriyashma. Avarabba is a Bichas HaMitzvah and the Kriyashma. So others disagreed. How can it be a Bichas HaMitzvah and the Kriyashma if you're allowed to be mafsik bein aprokim, if they are covered, if they are yira? So you're not allowed to be, let's say a person says, Baruchel Haniach Tvilin, and then someone comes in and says, good morning. So you're allowed to answer him, good morning. In between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah, you're not allowed to be mafsik. So how come you can be mafsik between Abba Rabba and Shema? So that shows that it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. But still, who says you should be mafsik? So somehow the meaning developed that when you dav mitzibur, everybody finishes Shema. Then the Chazan says, Hashem Elokecha Memes. He's mashlim the three words after we already finished saying the whole Kriya Shema. So that's also a question. Does that make sense? If you want to do this mitzvah l'chatchila, you yotze Kriya Shema b'di'evet, even if you don't say 248 words. You want to have this added hidur, a hidur mitzvah, to have 248 words. So if you're going to say over the last pasuk twice, Ani Hashem Lekhem Shotzeischem, Yatzam Yas Lachem Lekim, Ani Hashem Lekhem, then say again, Ani Hashem Lekhem. So you already finished Kriya Shema. So adding, saying again, the final pasuk won't help, according to this argument. So you should really say over maybe one of the earlier psukim twice, in order to have this hidur mitzvah before you complete the whole mitzvah.
Rabbi, what is Rabbi personally knowing to do?
When I dav mitzibur, so the meaning is that we rely on the Chazan, and he says, Hashem Elokecha Memes, even though the word Emes is not part of the psukim, That's what many Achrayim are not happy about. That they're saying Kel Melech Neman is not part of Psukim. So it would have been better to say Ani Hashem Elokeichem, not Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Emes is not from the Kriyat Shema. So that's another time. So the Balatanya writes in Tzibur the meaning is they rely on the Chazan. He says Hashem Elokeichem Emes. If a person is davening Biyichidus, so the Balatanya recommends when he gets to the end, he should say Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. He said the three words over. That's a question. You're repeating half a pasuk, but we do repeat a half a pasuk in Hallel. We say Ani Hashem Ashiyano. That's one Ani Hashem Ashiyano, Ani Hashem Atzlichano is one pasuk. So the Chayyadim points out that we say, Ona Hashem Ashiyano, Ona Hashem Ashiyano, Ona Hashem Atzlichano, Ona Hashem Atzlichano. Why don't we say, Ona Hashem Ashiyano, Ona Hashem Atzlichano, Ona Hashem Ashiyano, Ona Hashem Atzlichano. We repeat three words from a pasuk, even though it's not a complete pasuk, because we plan to finish the pasuk later. But we're mafsik in the middle by repeating the three words. He says, apparently, that's not a hepsik, and there's no problem of saying a half a pasuk. So that's what the Bala Tanya thinks. That you should end off and say Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. But then you have this issue: after you already finished the whole Kriya Shema, can you accomplish that? Now it's Lachatchila. You're accomplishing a Lachatchila after you already Yotzei B'Di'eved without the 248 words. So I thought maybe we better to say the pasuk immediately before that, next to the last pasuk. Say over that pasuk, rather than just say three words. Yisim kedoshim lalakechem, rather than just say three words from a pasuk. Maybe it is okay, maybe it's not okay. Say over the whole pasuk again. Laman tizkuru basisim is coming to yisim kedoshim lalakechem. And you have in mind that the last three words should be mashlim to the 248. That says in Shulchan Aruch, whenever the Gemara says the Takanas Chamin was on the Sheni B'Chamishi, you have three aliyas, on Rosh Chodesh and Chalamad you have four aliyas, on Yontav you have five aliyas, and then Shabbos and Yom Kippur is a Machlokes HaTanaim. So we don't follow Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says he give six aliyas on Shabbos and seven aliyas on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur has the highest number of aliyas. We follow Rabbi Shmuel, give six aliyas on Yom Kippur and seven aliyas and seven aliyahs on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what is it, mechuvan keneged? The seven aliyahs, the Gemara says, mechuvan keneged, zayin shivarai pnei hamelech. Okay, in Tanakh. But the Mishnah says, you're muta lohesev, you're allowed to make hoisofes. So if it's keneged, shivarai pnei hamelech, aren't you ruining it? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, no. Let's say you light two candles on Erev Shabbos, echad keneged zachar, echad keneged shomer. But many women have the practice, they light more than two candles. So if it's connected Zohar V'Shama, how do you accomplish that? So the Rama says over there in Hilchas Hadlokas on Eretz, whenever you're doing something, connected something, so if you, that's the minimum. But if you do more than that, so it's certainly good. And he brings the Rai from the Ahoy Sofas on Shabbos, the Shiva, the six Aliyahs are connected Shiva, Roi Pnei HaMelech. And still you're allowed to make Hoysofa. So the same, the two candles are connected Zohar V'Shamer, you're allowed to make Hoysofa. So here also, you want to have the number of psukim is Ramach, 248. But if you have the number of words in all the psukim is 248, but if you have more, it's okay. You have in mind that those three words, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, or the three words, Isin Kedoshim Lelokeichem, the last three words in Leman Tizkeru. You have in mind those three words should be Mashlim de Ramach. And it's not the calcul the fact that you have more than 248. But that was my recommendation. But like the Bala Tanya said, when you daven mitzvah, the minig all over is that the Chazan said not. You can't say the minig all over. And Broyers, they did away with the minig. And Broyers, they did away because when there was in the 1600s, the late 1600s, when Shabbosai Tzvi declared himself as the Melech HaMashiach, and everything was al pi kabbalah by him, and then the whole thing was a fraud. The whole thing was a fake. And then, in order to save his life, the kings of Europe were angry at him. What do you mean you're the king, Melech HaMashiach? I'm the king. So they said they're going to kill him unless he converts to Islam. So he converted to save his life. So all of his followers converted. They all converted. They still believed in him. They still have now in Turkey, they still have descendants from the Chassidim of Shabtai Tzvi, who all worship Islam, and that's part of the Jewish religion. They still follow his Mishnah. So in Germany, when many of the people in Germany went into Kabbalah, so after the disaster of Shabtai Tzvi converting and so on, so they took out from the Siddur everything that's based on Kabbalah. So they don't have Brich Shmei, and they don't have Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Chazan doesn't say the three words over. The rabbi says the last parsha out loud. And when he finishes, the Chazan screams out, Emes. He doesn't, the Bedavki doesn't say Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. But most other places in the world, they still do that based on Kabbalah. They're mashlim, they're missing three words to make 248. So if you're davening b'tzibur, so that was the common minhag that you rely on the three words that the Chazan repeats, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, even though the word Emes is not from the parsha, so many have a taina against that. And the other taina also, how can you be mashlim the ramach after you ready yotze b'dievet without ramach, then you do something to fix it up. You should really do the three words before you finish to the end. Such a big literature on this, and the Rishonim. The Meiri lived in southern France, in Provence. The Meiri, the Raiva, the Balamar. There was a whole community there. They had different minhagim, they had different gurses in the Gemara, different minhagim. And when the Ramban passed away, so Tamiri Harban, the Ramban lived in Spain. So Tamiri Harban moved to Provence in order to pick up learning from the Chachmei Provence. But there was a lot of friction there because they had Spanish minhagim and they had their own minhagim there. So the Miri wrote a sefer Mogen Avos to defend Minhag Avosot, to defend the minhagim from the attacks of the Talmidei HaRamban. So I think it's called Mogen Avos to defend Minhag Avosot. The Chidor writes that they knew there was such a sefer. They didn't know what the sefer was, so they thought for many years that it was a commentary on Pirkei Avos. Then they found, no, there's a Beis HaBchir on Pirkei Avos, like Beis HaBchir on the other Masechtas. So this must be something else. Then they finally got a copy of the Sefer, so they saw. It's the others printed, they call it Shavas HaTshuvas of the Meiri. It's not Shavas HaTshuvas. He defends Minhag Avosot, Mogen Avos. He defends the Minhagim in Provence from the attacks of the Talmidei Rabban. So I think there are 24 essays. So the first essay is about Kel Melech Nemun. About being mashlim, the 248 words. So it starts off. The whole thing is a Kabbalah issue. The Gemara doesn't say a word about this. The Gemara says there's a klal of eser dechaloi sese, but we have a klal ein eser dechaloi sese sheyesh bo koris. You don't say eser can't be dechaloi sese, it has koris. The Gemara raises a question, but you have a mila bismanes dechaloi Shabbos. So don't you see, and Melech HaShabbos has Kores. So why not learn out from that Pasuk? You have a Pasuk that teaches you that Milu Bizman is Dech HaShabbos, Shabbos has an Issa Kores. So why not extrapolate from there to Kol HaTarakula? The Rese Dech HaLeh says, even though Yesh B'Kores. So the Gemara says, no, Milu is different because Nichusu Allah Yud Gimel Brises. Means that the word Bris appears 13 times in Parshas Lech Lecha. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, after he told him to have a bris milah, the word bris appears 13 times. So what does that mean? What does that mean? It means that the mitzvah milah is more chomer than others. A normal mitzvah is not doche Shabbos, because ein eser doche l'tzes et sheyesh b'koris. But bris milah, because the mitzvah milah, the word bris appears 13 times, so it's more chomer than others. So there was in the days of the Gaonim, they understood Pshat and the Gemara differently. What does it mean, Nichrus Aleha, Yud Gimel, Brisois? So they understood that there's a Medrash Rabbah on the beginning, in Vayikra, in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, where it says, Aviyah Mashmini Yimbo, Psara Alosai. So the Medrash Rabbah tells that, I think, Achilles Hager, Achilles Hager converted. I don't think it says Unculus. I think it says Achilles was a nephew of the Caesar. So his uncle was upset. What do you have to convert for? Why did you convert? He says, because he says, when the Rabbi Shalom created the world, and Shesh is Mebresh, what did he create on the first day? What did he create on the second day? So the uncle said, I have no idea. So he says, the Jewish people know. It says in Chumash, he created Hior, he Rakia. The Jewish people know. So he wanted to convert in order to know all the secrets of the world. So the uncle said, so what do you have to convert for? Study the Torah. So he says, no, you can't understand Torah if you don't have a bris milah. The only way to bris milah is hachnasa lebris. That's the beginning of understanding all the secrets of the Torah. So the Gaonim apparently understood that bris milah is dechel Shabbos, despite the fact that usually ein eser dechel esese. Sheish b'koris, because nichus ala yud gimel bisur, doesn't mean the mitzvah of milah more chomer than other mitzvahs. The fact that the bris milah is the hachnasa, the bris, that's why it's dechel Shabbos. That's the beginning of the religious life of the child, is the fact that they perform the bris milah. What's an afkemina? Whether you say like this, say like that. The Shabbos, what if you have a couple who are not observant? They're not religious people. And let's say Reform, conservative, but they're Jewish. Are you allowed to perform the bris on Shabbos? You can't say that's going to be the beginning of the religious life of the child. The child's not going to be given a Jewish education at all, not going to be observant. Or let's say the parents are amumrim, they don't observe at all. So that's in Shulchan Aruch, the last page in Hilchas Milah, you have Sif Yud Beis, Reish Samach Vav Sif Yud Beis. Let's say Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Gimel, if a Jewish man lives with a nochris, so the baby's not Jewish. So then if you want to be megar the baby, you have to do milah, that for the purpose of geiris. But milah, that's not a milah bizmana. Milah bizmana is Decha Shabbos. There's no zman kavua like korbanis. Korban shizman kavua is Decha Shabbos. Korban shizman kavua is not Decha Shabbos. So only a milah bizman is Decha Shabbos, like a korban shizman kavua. So that's if he's living with a nochris. What if he's not religious, the wife is not religious, and it looks like the children, looks like the baby is not going to be getting any Jewish education at all? So that's if you'd base that it's you have to try to guess, can you foresee in the future that the child will get the religious education? Will the child be observant? So the Shach is very unhappy about this whole Sif Yud Beis. He says, Linira, what are you talking about? They're both Jewish. The father's Jewish, the mother's Jewish. The mitzvah milah, there's a mitzvah milah, whether the child is going to be observant, whether you're going to raise the child to be religious or not. What does it have to do? So the Shach holds that Nichos Ala Yud Gimel Bris means the mitzvah milah is more important than others. And this comes from the Goyim Sif Yud Beis. And Sif Yud Beis comes from, they hold Nichos Ala Yud Gimel Bris means the fact that milah bizmana is Decha Shabbos, not because of the mitzvah milah, but rather like the Medrash Rabba said there on Parshas Tazria, that the Bris milah is a hachnosa lebris. That's why the father says, Lachnisa bris shal Avraham Avinu. It doesn't mean Bris milah. It means to introduce the child to all of Judaism. So that's a unique shita. That's a unique shita, that it's only Decha Shabbos because of the Hachnos of the Bris. The Orach HaShulchan has a little bit about this. The Gemara says that B'nai Keturah, Avraham Avinu, after Sar passed away, so he married Keturah. And he had six children, six boys. So the Gemara says Avraham Avinu was obligated to be Malda's six sons. But they weren't Jewish, because the mother wasn't Jewish. So the Gemara says it's a chiddush, that Avraham was mechuyav to be Malda Niktur. We spoke about Machlokes, Rashi and the Rama. Rambam understands even the Bnei Keturah b'zmanaseh, who are descendants of the original Bnei Keturah, Al-Rosel Chayv and Mila. And Shagazari thinks that doesn't make any sense at all. He thinks that Rashi is more correct, that Rashi says only Avraham Avinu is mechuyav to be mal those six B'nai Keturah. So let's say when Avraham Avinu is mal B'nai Keturah, was that Decha Shabbos? They weren't Jewish. They went. It was a mitzvah mila up next to it today. It's a mitzvah mila. But it's not the mila, it's not a hachnos of the bris. That's not the beginning of the Jewish education for the child. It's not going to be Jewish at all. So then it couldn't be Dechel Shabbos. And if you mal one of the b'nei k'tuah, you don't say the bracha lachnis v'bis yashar avram avinu. There is no Jewish education for the child. Yeah. When do you say that the mila is Dechel Shabbos if it's mila b'zman? Mila b'zman means the week after the day that the baby was born. Let's say the baby was born on Shabbos, so then the bris takes place next Shabbos. What's the definition of the baby being born? So, Hotzi Rosho. Even though, let's say, Hotzi Rosho may take another few minutes till the rest of the body comes out, but the Mishnah assumes once Hotzi Rosho is going to be smooth sailing. It's not always the case, but so Hotzi Rosho from where to where? Where is Hotzi Rosho? So, that's a big discussion. So the Pischei Tshuva here in this siman Reish Samachol about Chilul Shabbos, but Mila Bizman is Dechel Shabbos. So the Pischei Tshuva says Hotzi Rosho where? So he says not Hotzi Rosho into the Bayis Achitzon, but rather Hotzi Rosho Lavir Ha'olam. Sometimes the woman feels that the baby moved from one section in her body to the other, the Bayis Achitzon, but the baby still Adayim LaHotzi Rosho. So that's a big discussion in Achrayim. What does Hotzi Rosho mean? So the Pischei Tshuva quotes that it depends when Hotzi Rosho to the Bayis Achitza. The Gemara says that when Shimon v'Levi wiped out the whole city Shechem, so they went on the third day. V'yom ha'shlishi bi'osam ko'avim. So the Gemara points out that you see that there's a ke'ev on the third day, and that's when the main the sakana is on the third day. So the Shach in Yudches, the last page in Reish Samach Vav Sif Kot Niches has a whole discussion. He quotes, that was a big machlokes in the Rishayim. Is the Ikar Sakana only on the third day, or it means even up until the third day, including the third day, not only the first day, not only the first 2 days, even the third day, but not Dafka the third day. That's what we assume, that all the first 3 days, there may be a Sofik Sakana. So the Shach discusses the topic of, there was a machlekes, the Ramban and the Balamor, we spoke a little bit about it. In the days of the Gemara, Bizman Hazeh, Rabbi Yosef Kara writes that the hygienic conditions are much improved, and we don't find it necessary to bathe the baby with warm water before and after the bris. It's a nice idea, but there's no sakana for the baby if you don't bathe him. They felt that would be a suffix sakana. So if he performed the bris on Shabbos, then after he finished doing the bris, he realized ishtapech hamime, all the warm water that you had prepared spilled out. You don't have any warm water. So if there's no nochrim, and if there's a nochri, ask a nochri to heat up water and bathe the baby with the warm water to prevent infection. If there's no nochri, so the Gemara says it's permissible for the Jews to cook the water because the baby is besuffix sakana. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for that. Yosef Kara says that Bizman Hazeh we don't do that. So the machlokes, the Balamor and the Ramban was, I bathe the baby with warm water before the bris, and then the warm water that I have prepared for after the bris spilled, ishtapech hamime before I do the bris. I bathe the baby with the warm water before, and I know in advance I don't have any warm water to cook, and I don't have a nochri either. So am I permitted to perform the bris milah, knowing in advance that we're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos later on to heat up the warm water? So the Balamor says you're not allowed to. And that's what we usually assume, like the Balamor, you're not allowed to. And the Ramban says, why not? And the Ramban paraphrases the Loshon HaMishnah, I think we spoke about it. The Loshon HaMishnah, Ein Lehegdash HaLemekom HaVishayta, that's a Mishnah in Erechin. That's a Hegdash who's selling a fur coat in the summertime, in the Beis HaMikdash. In the wintertime, maybe someone will buy a fur coat. In America, maybe in New York, they pay more money for the fur coat than in Yerushalayim. So maybe the gizbar shouldn't take the first bid, should be a reasonable bid, the value of the fur coat, in the most expensive place in the wintertime in New York, not in the summertime in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says, no, ein lahag d'shal makom b'shaita, when you pay there, so the gizbar should not accept a bid that's less than the going rate, however much it is. Bid the eved, if they were paid it, even hekdesh of emana, shechil al shavu putim b'chulo. But the eved, since they don't know the hekdeshes, there's no dinah by norm. So but the eved, if they were paid the fur coat on a dollar, on a puta, but the eved would be good. But chatchili, not allowed to cheat hekdesh. So the gizbar shouldn't accept a bid so low. So the Shach basically asked the Kasha that they ask in all the yeshivas. Shach doesn't word it like that. So we said over that Kasha. There's a steer in the two balamors. There's a Gemara daf yutes in Masech HaShabbos. Em afligim esvina samach l'Shabbos gimel yom. The last 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I let it go on a trip on a boat. The Vilna Gaon says, Gimel Yom Samach L'Shabbos means Thursday, Friday Shabbos, not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But they usually assume Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Why are you not allowed to be Mafliga Mesvina? So they're different opinions. So some Rishonim said because he's going to be seasick, he's going to be throwing up on Shabbos, he's going to ruin his Einig Shabbos. If he's already on the boat for 3 days, he already threw up all of his to throw up, and he won't be sick on Shabbos. The other pshat to Rishonim have is that the Eimaf Liga Mesvina, you're going to be going Chutz L'Trum. How can he go chutz l'tchum if there's no tchum l'mayla me'asara, above 10 tvachim? It means the boat is, the bottom, the floor of the boat is so low, it's within 10 tvachim to the floor of the ocean. That's not the Queen Elizabeth. It's not a big ship. Gigantic ships are way much more than 10 tvachim above the floor. And then the third pshat that they give, the Rishonim have different pshatim. Third pshat is the Balamor's pshat, that it may turn out that there'll be a sakana on the boat, and it won't be enough that you have the sailors doing the work. They may ask all the passengers to help out, and then it's near kimasna l'chalela sashabbos. The last 3 days of the week, the Balamor quotes the Gemara in Gittin, that you have to write Zman Beget. So you don't have to write such a precise that we write this month. You write today is Wednesday, and you say the month, and you say the day of the month, and you say the year. Shine. So what if they didn't write Wednesday? What if they wrote Mikami Shabbata? It was on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. If you didn't write the day of the week, it just say Leboso Shabbata. Yeah, but that's good. And on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if you didn't write the exact day of the week, you wrote Mikami Shabbata. Prior to Shabbos, so Loshem B'Yadim, a star has to be written with Loshem B'Yadim. So Loshem B'Yadim, that's acceptable. So the Posh Pshat Nigmar is the first 3 days of the Boso Shabbat, the next 3 days of Mekam Shabbat, is a klal on Loshem B'Yadim. So the Balamor holds it's more than that. B'Horah, you can say Havdalah up until Tuesday evening. So you see, Al Pidin, the first 3 days are the Boso Shabbat. That's why you can't say Havdalah on Matzoi Shabbos after that. That's a Shat on Matzoi Yom Tov. How long can you say Havdalah Matzoi Yontov? Also 3 days. Or maybe that's only Boso Shabbat, maybe after Yontov is over, Shavuos is over, or Pesach is over. Maybe you only have 1 day, maybe you only have that night. Or maybe you have halfway till next Yontov. The next Yontov after Shavuos is Sukkot, is Rosh Hashanah. So maybe you divide halfway, so you can have 3 months, a couple of months to say Havdalah. So the Minchas Chinuch has that discussion. When is this month? If this month Havdalah Matzoi Shabbos is still Tuesday evening, so when is this month Havdalah after Yontav is over? So he has all the different possibilities. He's not sure. So the Balamor says that this Gemara about Mekam Shabbat and Basa Shabbat is not only a klal in Loshem B'Riyodim, that shtores have to be written in Loshem B'Riyodim. It's a pi halacha that the last 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Mekam Shabbat Menegeh to what? So he says, you shouldn't put yourself in a situation where you may get involved in a. You shouldn't be machnis yourself to a sofek sakana that you may have to be mechal Shabbos. You should avoid that. He can't tell the person he has to stay home all the time. So the first 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he's allowed to go on a trip, even though the trip is going to be for a couple of weeks. It may have to be Mechal Shabbos. But you can't tell him he's never allowed to go on a trip. But if the trip is going to begin, the boat trip is going to begin Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Nirkim Asna L'chalas HaShabbos, you're not allowed to. But the Gemara says it's only also if he's going L'dvar HaShus, but if he's traveling L'dvar Mitzvah, then it's mutter to go on the boat trip even if it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What's the Dvar Mitzvah? So it says you're moving to Eretz Yisrael. And then the Mogen Avraham there has the Machlokes HaChronim, but if you're only going to visit Eretz Yisrael, you're going to go back to Chutz Lord's. They say that there's a partial Kiyam HaMitzvah, the Kiyam HaMitzvah B'Shalei Musa to live in Eretz Yisrael, V'Rashtam HaSaretz V'Yishavtam Bo, Mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So they say the Mitzvah B'Shalei Musa is only if you live permanently in Eretz Yisrael. But if you visit Eretz Yisrael, you walk to Al-Aramas, and maybe if you stay for 30 days, maybe you stay for Yud Beis Chodesh, maybe there's a partial Kiyam HaMitzvah. So that's a machlokes, the Magen Avraham quotes a machlokes from the Knesset HaGdol, whether that's enough of a mitzvah, whether that is a such a partial mitzvah, and if there is such a partial kiyum mitzvah, is that enough to be matter this, to go on a boat trip? So in the yeshivas, everybody has a kasha, it's a steer in the Balamor. Balamor says you're not allowed to be machnis yourself into a suffix sakana Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, unless b'mok a mitzvah, and here the Ramos and here the Balamor says, if it's a shtapech hamime before you do the bris, you're not allowed to perform the bris, because he knows in advance he's going to get involved in chilul Shabbos. But milah's a mitzvah, so b'mok a mitzvah, the Balamor said that it was mutter. So that kasha the Dvar Avraham talks about that, the steer in the Balamor, that kasha the Shach asks, but the Shach doesn't point out it's a steer in the Balamor. He just says, we assume that you're not allowed to do the bris milah on Shabbos if you don't have hot water for later. This man is that we don't have the whole hot water story. The Beis says we don't need it. Our hygienic conditions are better. But this man is that you needed hot water, so you're not allowed to perform the bris because machnas atzal amatzav shel sakon et chiyas yisurim. But it's b'maka mitzvah, so it should be muta. So that kasha, the shach has that. That's the kasha. That's in the shach yudches, the Reish Samach Vav yudches. So we said, Rav Soloveitchik gave the two terutzim. Maybe on Shabbos is more chomer than Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but makam mitzvah is muta, but on Shabbos is more chomer. You're doing the bris on Shabbos. And the other teretz was that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're matir, but makam mitzvah, if it's a suffix, maybe. Maybe there's something will go wrong on the boat. It's not a vadai. Maybe something will go wrong, and I'll ask everybody, all the passengers, to help to be Mechal Shabbos, to do the Pikoch Nefesh. But over here, it's going to be a Vadai. You're going to do the Bris Milah, then the Vadai, you're going to have to bathe the baby with warm water. And we said that the real answer is neither of those two. That's a Yeshivish answer. The real answer is a totally different answer. If you look in the Loshon of the Balamor, he doesn't say that. He said, we spoke about that the bris has to be a successful surgery, and if the baby is going to die because of the bris, then you're not yotze the mitzvah. So cooking the water after the bris in order to bathe the baby with the warm water to prevent infection is called machshirei milah shel achar hamilah. And that's the Balamor got that. Where do you get this idea? From it's a Gemara Pesachim. That to see to it that everything is taken care of properly after the bris, to make sure the baby doesn't die. That's called Nachshirei Milah, Shelach HaMilah. So you're not allowed to be So the Balamor meant to say in the Gemara, you're not allowed to perform. We pass can. There's a perek of Blazer de Milah, one of the 24 prokem of Shabbos. So Blazer ben Hurkin, so Blazer God Lord, not only Milah is Dechel Shabbos, Nachshirei Milah Dechel Shabbos. And we said yesterday, in his city, even years after he passed away, that was the practice, there would be Mechal Shabbos for the Machshirei Milah. We pass Machshirei Milah, not Techel Shabbos. And not only not Techel Shabbos, if you know in advance that if you're going to perform Milah Bizman is Techel Shabbos. So if you know in advance you're going to do the Bris Milah, but you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos later to save the baby's life, that it should be a successful surgery. There was no heta to be Mechal Shabbos for the Milah. If you know you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos for the Machshirei Milah, Shel Achar HaMilah. So that was, but the Shach asked the Kasha, He doesn't point out that it's a steer in the Balamar. That's how the Dvar Avram points out. Shach es the kasha. He doesn't give it teretz. Oh yeah, yesterday we were speaking about Nimshecha or Losai. So I forgot to mention the Beis Halevi on Chumash has in his sefer that there's a. We said yesterday a little bit. Many of the Jews, when they lived in Rome, when they lived by the Goyim, they used to go. They didn't have a private bathhouse. They used to go to the public bathhouse. So they were embarrassed. The Goyim all had an orla, and the Jews didn't have an orla. So it was a dead giveaway that they were Jewish. So they were embarrassed. So they would specially pull on the aver in order to be mamshech the orla. They should look like a goy. They want to look like goyim. So the Beis HaLevi said, that's an avera deraisa, to be mamshech arlosai, that's an avera en lechelke alam abo. If nimshech arlosai happened by itself, then the Gemara says that you only have to repeat the bris milah because of marisayin, it looks like it's not a mohol. And then the Shulchan Aruch quoted that if it's a shlish, you don't even have to cut 51% of the orah or arlo. If you once did a proper bris milah, and it happens that it's nimshech arlosai, so you should make sure that either a shlish should be megula. You don't need that 51%. But to be mamshech halosai, the mezer to be miskaven, to cover up on the fact that I'm Jewish, that is an issa deraisa. That's a serious issa deraisa. That's the Beis HaLevi on Chumash has that. Then we mentioned that Rashi explains the pirush amilas of the brocha. Ashikidish it did me betan. We say tzaveh either tzivot tzaveh lahatzal yidid l'sherenu mishachas l'mam v'isa shesam b'v'sarenu. So Rashi explains that based on the agarite the Gemara that Eliyahu Novi sits on pischa shel gehenim, and when they bring a Jewish person who deserves to go to gehenim to send him in gehenim. So Eliyahu Novi says no, he has a bris milah, you can't take him into gehenim unless he's living with a goya. So then the Gemara's lashon is it'll be nimshecha or losai. His orla will extend, whether it's to be taken literally. I don't think it's true literally. A Jew who had a bris milah, he lives with a non-Jewish woman, his orla is going to be nimshach. I don't think it means that. The Gemara's lashon literally is, it'll be nimshach or losai, and Eliyahu Navi won't recognize that he ever had a bris milah. Loim bevaskelei, he won't recognize him, and then he said, okay, throw him into Gehenna. So Pasha Peshat, not to be taken literally, it just means that Eliyahu Navi will say he's living with a non-Jewish woman, so throw him into Gehenna. So why is the Aver living with the non-Jewish woman so chomer that they send him into Gehenna for that? So the Pashtus is that the Jewish religion in the days of Rav Avinu, they didn't have 248 mitzvahs. They had the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. And then they had the mitzvah of Milah. That's all they had was the mitzvah of Milah. So the Gemara points out they had the din, they're not allowed to marry a nochris. Because the pasuk says, Lios l'chol alekim al zarcha acharecha. Zarcha acharecha means you have to marry a Jewish woman, it should be zar miyuchas acharov. If you live with a non-Jewish woman, the children will be goyim. So they won't be related to the father. Now, Lias L'chod Elikim means that there's a mitzvah of emunah. And then, so there were 4 points over the Sheva mitzvahs ben Arach. In the days of Avraham Avinu, the Jewish religion consisted of much less. It consisted of bris milah, Zionism. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu Eretz Yisrael on the occasion that he did the bris milah. So all the Jews who were supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael, when we say Arami Abid Avi by Yerid Mitzrayma, so in the Haggadah we say Yerid Mitzrayma, Onos Al Pi Adibra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them in the Nevuah, you have to go down to Mitzrayma, otherwise he would not have gone down to Mitzrayma, he would have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rabbanu Shalom told them, look, Yosef HaTzadik is stuck in Eretz Mitzrayma, he's running the whole show over there, he's the Mishpan LaMelech, so there's a big mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Ikam Bokum for Shmiras called our mitzvahs. But under these circumstances, we have to have all the Klal Yisrael should be together. That's more important than living in Eretz Yisrael. So the bris of Avraham Avinu, the Judaism in his days, only consisted of 4 things. Bris Milah, intermarriage, Zionism, and Amunah. That's it. That was the whole religion. On the occasion, Mam HaSinai, so the religion was changed. Rabbi Shalom gave all the 613 mitzvahs. So the Nesivos has such a comment. It says, Yaakov Avinu, before he's about to die, so he says to his children, they should come, ve'agid, how does it say? They should listen to him. Ve'agid alachem, I will reveal to you, Esau sheyikreschem v'achris hayamim. He wanted to be Megala the Kates, when Mashiach is going to come. And then this Talka Emenu Shechina. Why? Because that's one of the things. You're not supposed to be Megala when the Kates is going to be. Yaakov Avinu didn't realize that's why it was Talka Emenu Shechina. So he thought maybe the children are not worthy. How can they not be worthy? But they're keeping the whole Jewish religion. He knows they have a bris milah. He did a bris milah on them. He knows that he attended the weddings of all the children. They converted their wives, all of them, all the Shvatim married Jewish women. And they were all Zionists also. They wanted to go back there, so they didn't want to stay in Mitzrayim forever. So the only thing he didn't know was whether they believe in God or not. Maybe he can't read what's in their heart. So he thought, his Talkaman HaShechina, Choshav, Shema, Yesh B'nechem Psul, maybe they're not worthy to hear this story about the Kates. So they said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we believe in the same God that you, we believe in monotheism. So Yaakov Avinu was so excited, he jumps from joy and said, Baruch Shem Kvar Mechutz Al Yalan Voit, blessed should be HaKadosh Baruch. So then the Gemara says, but this pasuk, Baruch Shem Kvar Mechutz, when HaKadosh Baruch dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he wrote Shema Yisrael, and Chumash Dvarim, he didn't tell him to put Baruch Shem Kvar Mechutz Al Yalan Voit. So what should we do today? Should we say it? But it's not Nechum, it should be not say it, but Yaakov Avinu said it. So we say it Balachash. That's what the Gemara says. We say, that's a Gemara in Psochim, and the Rambam quotes that in Hilchas Kriyashma. So why is it that Yaakov Avinu was jumping from joy, and the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu to jump from joy? So the Nesivos writes in his Sefer, of Agadata, Nachlas Yaakov is called, a very nice Sefer. He was a rabbi in Achilles, so he gave drushes, so he wrote over a lot of his drushes. So he says, in the days of Yaakov Avinu, the whole Jewish religion only consisted of four mitzvahs, Zionism, Bris Milah, intermarriage, and Emunah. So the first three he knew they had. The only thing he didn't know, he can't read their heart. So he doesn't know if they believe in monotheism. So they say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad. So he jumps from joy. It's 100%. His children 100%. But Bizman Azeh, a person is not intermarried, and he believes in God. And a Zionist, that's the whole religion. What about Shabbos? What about Kashrus? What about Taras HaMishpacha? What about Tzitzit, Mezuzah, everything else? So we don't jump from joy just because a person is a Zionist and he's not intermarried. But on Yom Kippur, when we say Shema Yisrael, we say Abad Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elyon, why out loud? So then the Nesivos explains, we're tying to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If we would have lived in the days of Avraham Avinu, we would have been 100%. Jewish. So you should jump from joy. You should jump from joy at least that. Okay, we did a couple of averes here and there. We were Mechal Shabbos once in a while. We didn't eat kosher all the time. We did some averes. But on the Madrega of the Brisah and the Judaism and the days of Avraham Avinu, we're 100%. That's his interpretation. Okay, so that's what I had to say about Bris Milah. So,
can I ask a question?
Yeah.
There's machlokes in the poskim whether we should have a bris milah on Shabbos if we know there's going to be chilul Hashem, like there's going to be photography and whatever there is by the family. Should the mole go and do the meal?
Yeah.
Anything?
Probably should not. He's got to cause chilul Shabbos. Yeah.
And we should push it off.
Yeah, it's better to push it off. Yeah, to avoid the chilul Shabbos. Yeah.